Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 4. The Lord will mediate between nations and will settle international disputes. They will hammer their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will no longer fight against nation, nor train for war anymore. This beautiful verse gives us an insight into the heart of God, who always longs for peace. In this passage, we're given a vision of what the world will look like at the end of time, when God takes charge and there is complete peace. The instruments of war will become useful agricultural implements. All war will cease, and there will no longer be any need to train people to fight. It's a stirring vision, and one that should thrill us all. Our present world is continually in the grip of violence and war. They are characteristic of a world that lives in rebellion against God, but as we worship Him, we need to remind ourselves of His longing for peace. It's so easy for us to feel that world politics and historic rivalries between nations are so complex that we cannot relate to them at all. But as the followers of the God of peace, we need to continually pray for peace and long for a world in which warfare will have no place. Most of us live our lives far away from international politics, but that doesn't mean that we're uninvolved in peacemaking. Every day, all of us have the opportunity to be peacemakers. We can bring peace to people as we listen to their concerns, as we pray for them, and as we give them encouragement. It might seem far removed from bringing peace to the world, but it is intimately connected and all part of God's mission. As Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, God blesses those who work for peace, for they will be called the children of God. Let me pray with you. God of peace, thank you for the way in which you have brought peace into our lives. Help us always to be willing to share that peace with others. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. You can hear me on podcast at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.